Welcome to Federal News Network's Data and Application Security Series, brought to you by Four Incorporated. Here's today's moderator, Justin Doubleday.
Welcome and thanks for joining us. Agencies are moving deeper into the adoption of cloud services and agile software solutions. At the same time, they're on the hook for securing their data and networks from rapidly evolving cyber threats using zero trust strategies and architectures. The Air Force's Platform One has been on the leading edge of Defense Department efforts to embrace modern software solutions, and so I'm very pleased to be joined today by Major Matthew Jordan, Chief of Product at Platform One. Major Jordan, thank you very much for joining the program.
Justin, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And, you know, just to start out, for folks who might not be familiar with Platform One, tell us a little bit about it and how your organization operates.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, Platform One exists to accelerate the adoption of DevSecOps in order to transform the way DoD continuously delivers warfighting capability through secure software development. And we accelerate adoption of DevSecOps through a variety of products and services, which I'm happy to go into here. But really, just, you know, if you're not familiar with what DevSecOps is in general, it's really a series of technical solutions that enable that continuous delivery capability, right? So when you hear DevSecOps, you really think that continuous integration, continuous delivery side of the house. So it's about making that robust pipeline that you have secure software repeatedly every day, as opposed to just singular snapshots in time, which is the more traditional way of securing software.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I know there's been efforts to embrace DevSecOps, you know, across DoD and Platform One, and the Air Force has really been the kind of leader in that space. And, you know, what is your role as Chief of Product entail?
Yeah, so my role here at Platform One as Chief of Product is really focused around integration, right? So, and we have four core products and services: Iron Bank, which is our secure repository of hardened container images; Big Bang, which is the CI/CD platform that you think of when you think of Platform One; PartyBus, which is our platform as a service, where we'll provide that management environment for you; and then the cloud native access point known as CNAP, which is a zero trust way to access all those resources. So I integrate the efforts of those value streams to then provide the optimal value to the Department of Defense and our customers by integrating with, you know, the various strategies and policies set forth by the DoD and the Department of the Air Force.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that integration role, because I imagine that in many cases, you're trying to use some of these modern solutions and you're often running into older policies and things that you kind of have to comply with, and the policy's always trying to keep up with the technology. Tell us a little bit about, you know, just how that works across the Platform One portfolio, and what are some of the, I guess, challenges that you run into?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. The way we integrate with various platforms or other organizations and software development, you know, activities is really builds upon each other from our various offerings. So first, we have that Iron Bank that I discussed, right? You can really think of those container images contained within Iron Bank as Lego bricks that built together to build up the application or a DevSecOps platform. And within Iron Bank, we do all of the security testing for you, so that, you know, really what pops out is an acceptance baseline criteria, what we call ABCs, and overall risk assessments, ORAs. And that provides you with transparency so that you can make informed risk decisions on your software supply chain security throughout the process. And, you know, additionally from there, that Iron Bank represents a pretty important enterprise capability, where when you have that singular DoD repository of container images, as common vulnerabilities and exposures, also known as CVEs, are released, which happens multiple times a day, we ensure that we're patched within our repository and all of our downstream consumers are able to easily receive that cybersecurity benefit. So you're getting a lot of economies of scale there. From there, you build on into Big Bang, which is the CI/CD platform. And that conforms to the DoD DevSecOps reference design for cloud-native computing foundations, Kubernetes type of systems. So that's one of the big policies that we inform and work with in the DoD. But basically, Big Bang is that orchestration of Iron Bank containers into what can be referred to as a software factory in a box. And if Iron Bank is those Lego bricks, then we've created that Lego set that allows you to take it and play with it in your own environment and then easily add your own bricks on top of that as required. So this comes out of the box with tools such as logging and monitoring, runtime security, micro-segmentation, service meshes, as well as everything you need for your software development, GitOps workflows, such as static and dynamic application security testing. So now you have that common secure tech stack that all these organizations can integrate into their own environments and tailor it to their specific needs so that they can both develop and deploy containerized software. You're able to inherit all of that benefits that we've already put in for you and leverage that economies of scale. So you're inheriting those cybersecurity controls so you can get to operations cheaper and faster and allow you and the warfighter to focus more on delivering capability in a secure way. So we definitely work with a lot of organizations to proliferate the use of the Big Bang platform. And in fact, that's an open source tool that we provide to the community. And we even mirror that on GitHub so that the defense industrial base can pull down that for free or really anybody and take advantage of having that secure baseline from which to start. And then the last thing I want to touch on real quick is then you build that into the Party Bus platform as a service that Platform One provides, right? So when folks talk about, hey, are you on Platform One? They're generally talking about that you have an application deployed to the Party Bus environment. And that's us taking the Lego set that is Big Bang, building it for you, and putting it into a nice secure room that you can then play with it from there. And the big value proposition is that we have a continuous authority to operate within Platform One, a CATO. And that is about the process to accredit the software more than it is about that traditional snapshot in time that I discussed earlier. And each application that's a tenant within our environment then receives a certificate to field from us instead of having to go out and get their own ATO, which may take anywhere up to a year and a couple million dollars. You can do it pretty reliably in about a month on our platform. And so we take those three core capabilities and we work with our customers to understand how does that integrate with their needs most, right? Some folks just need a secure repository to pull those containers from. Some want to use the full CI/CD platform, but in their own environment. And some want us to manage it. And so they can just focus strictly on application development and we'll do all the DevSecOps infrastructure and management of the cloud environment.
Yeah, it sounds as if your customers have a lot of options, and I appreciate the Lego analogies. Those are always helpful way to understand things for folks who aren't tech savvy. And one of the things we're exploring through the series is securing application programming interfaces and kind of the way all these different applications stitch together to a certain extent. And I'm just wondering, in your role, chief of product working on that integration, how does API security come into play at Platform One?
Yeah, so like everything else these days, data is kind of king, right? And it's crucial that we don't allow data to just be put into a silo. We need to be able to share that data. And APIs definitely are a way to enable that data flow. So we need to focus really on providing those standards for application programming interfaces, software development kits, data fabrics, all that kind of stuff to the developers so they can quickly focus on developing features for their applications as opposed to focusing on interfaces. We are collaborating on the DAF API reference architecture currently, but that's in draft. So we will have more information shortly in the future about how to integrate from that perspective. But within Platform One today, we're able to utilize zero trust principles to integrate various applications. So we do the macro segmentation through a software-defined perimeter. So to even access any of our resources at Platform One, you do have to go through the cloud native access point that I mentioned earlier, which uses attribute-based access control to do that per user, per resource security decisions and risk decisions on a per request basis. And then internally, we also leverage the concept of service meshes to have that micro segmentation between each individualized app. So make sure that only the right things are talking to each other. But on top of all of that, you have to do that continuous logging and monitoring so that and that runtime security so that you can understand when something is going wrong or something's attempting to do something it shouldn't, and then dive deeper for that root cause analysis.
Really interesting things to pull on there. And I know it's in drafts, so without getting into the details of what might be in it, just what is the API reference architecture that is going to come out? What does that get after? What kind of questions will that answer for the Air Force and for Platform One?
Focusing more on standardization of what a well-formatted API looks like.
Okay, that makes sense. That's helpful. And then taking a step back, you mentioned the cloud native access point and the importance of attribute-based application control. You know, that's such a crucial piece of zero trust. Just tell us a little bit about the origins of the CNAPP, how that came together, and you know, how it works just for customers of Platform One.
Yeah, so CNAPP really was born out of necessity from back in the day when Platform One started. We really need to focus on integrating with the defense industrial base and non-traditional defense contractors to get the best and brightest in the software development spectrum, right? That means that you may not always be operating on NipperNet, right? So how do you, or accessing cloud resources from NipperNet. So how do you ensure that you're still being secure in accessing things that may be coming from the internet or from maybe a contractor's workplace or from their home, as opposed to in a secure facility on a base, right? So CNAPP allows you to do the device compliance checks so that you get a lot of attributes about the device itself, as well as understand who the user is and get a lot of attributes on that user, and then make risk decisions as to, okay, based on what we're seeing today, you only get access to a certain subset of resources. However, if you were in a more secure posture for that day, maybe you have access to more resources from there, right? And that's something that can be set on a per resource basis. So each application owner behind the cloud native access point can set their policies dynamically and make informed risk decisions and accept the risk that they're willing to or mitigate the risk that they want to.
Yeah, that seems like such an important feature, because we talk a lot just generally about, you know, getting more, you know, non-traditional companies involved in DoD work and how difficult it is sometimes to work, you know, in sort of those more highly sensitive environments. And so this is something that kind of allows you to work more with those non-traditional companies, and also, I guess, probably just work with a broader set of people who maybe, yeah, like you said, aren't on an Air Force base day in and day out.
Absolutely. Working with those smaller businesses are crucial. Platform One is a big proponent of the CBER programs, and you know, we sponsor very frequently CBER phase twos and phase threes to be able to work with those kind of contractors that may not traditionally work with the DoD, and provide benefits in a dual use capacity to both the defense industrial base as well as the DoD.
And again, that's Major Matthew Jordan, the chief of product for the Air Force's Platform One. We're talking today about how Platform One delivers DevSecOps solutions for customers across the Defense Department. We're going to take a short break, but we'll pick up the conversation when we come back.
Securing your agency's data is paramount. IBM API Connect, integrated with Noname Security, offers a tailored solution for federal agencies. Protecting sensitive data isn't just about safeguarding. It's about ensuring availability, recovery, and reliability to support mission-critical operations. As an IBM Platinum partner, 4 Inc. trusts IBM API Connect, integrated with Noname Security, for unmatched speed and efficiency in securing, accessing, and ensuring the integrity of vital data. Visit FOURINC.com.
I'm Justin Doubleday, and you're listening to the Data and Application Security series on Federal News Network. Welcome back to the Data and Application Security series on Federal News Network. I'm your host, Justin Doubleday. We've been exploring how federal agencies are modernizing with cloud-based solutions and services while also staying secure. Today, I'm speaking with Major Matthew Jordan, Chief of Product for the Air Force's Platform One. And Major Jordan, before the break, we were speaking about the different solutions for DevSecOps that Platform One provides, but what kind of software does Platform One ultimately help develop and deliver? Are we talking about a lot of custom-developed software? Is there commercial off-the-shelf and software as a service in there too? What are these different applications?
Yeah, so there's a large spectrum of possibilities as we kind of went through with the various products and services that Platform One offers. If you're talking about what kind of applications could be hosted on the Party Bus platform here, right? That's really up to whatever the application owner is looking for, right? And we can work with you, and we have a team to go through and do that technical fit for you and figure out, you know, how we can make that work within the platform. And you just reach out to us, and we'll walk you through the whole process. But within the Iron Bank and the Big Bang platforms, the Iron Bank has those baseline components. So like, say you need like a base image to build out your application and start from there. We have those, but there also are, you know, full up, you know, COTS solutions or full applications within Iron Bank, right? So, you know, for example, you know, part of the Big Bang tech stack deploys a chat apps capability called Mattermost. And you can pull that container and run your own Mattermost server wherever. So that's an example of taking a full application as opposed to just taking some of the base images that stack together to build an application. So it's really up to the users on what they want to do. But at the end of the day, this is all about cloud native computing, right? And being able to transfer between any of the cloud service providers, as opposed to we don't at Platform One deal much with software as a service, because we're focused more on how do you do that self-hosting or within our environment hosting of applications.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, have you seen the applications within your own environment grow a lot as your users have grown a lot? I mean, or are they accessing a lot of the same, you know, containers, applications, and customizing off of that? I mean, I guess how mm-hmm. how have your offerings evolved over the years?
Yeah, you see a lot of web applications, which is really what we're pushing out here on the party bus side of the house. And so very commonly that looks like, you know, a React front end with some sort of JavaScript, like a, you know, Node Express backend, right? Because what that's allowing people to do is to innovate, right? And you usually don't need a lot of exquisite type of platforms to innovate for the everyday airman or member across the DoD, right? A lot of people can find a lot of value in developing that simple web application that maybe automates a workflow or provides data or information in a more efficient manner to make more informed decisions that may have any sort of operational capability. So we definitely see a lot of those kind of technologies that I just discussed, but it really, the sky's the limit. It's like, what do you want to develop? We're not so here to limit what you should be doing or how to do it, right? We're here to enable that DevSecOps journey and make sure that you have all the tools you need to be successful as an application development team, so that you can focus on that continuous delivery of secure capability instead of going through a more waterfall and snapshot in time approach to delivering software.
And in terms of working with your users on, you know, just the types of skills and things that they need to take advantage of your offerings, I mean, does Platform One offer any sort of, like, you know, guidance, customer service? How does that work in terms of getting, you know, folks across the Air Force up to speed on what they can do with Platform One and take full advantage of it?
Yeah. So we do have a customer success team. So as folks are interested in starting their DevSecOps journey, they can reach out to that customer success team, and we'll walk you through what we can provide and go from there. If you want to go and take the any of the products themselves, we do offer Ask Me Anythings that are posted on our LinkedIn accounts, or you can actually, you know, hop onto a Zoom chat with our engineers and have a discussion on how to effectively utilize that, or just answer any sort of questions in real time with our engineers. And then for organizations that want some more white glove approach, we do have some Big Bang integration services where they can pay to have our engineers sit side by side with them and make sure that everything is working, that we're helping architect the solution to any of their problems.
Interesting. Yeah. And then, you know, internally, how there's a lot of, you know, discussion across government and industry about cyber workforce, and, you know, is there's a headcount gap, there's sometimes a skills gap. I mean, what are the I guess, skills, the workforce needs? How are they evolving at Platform One in terms of what you need internally to the program?
Definitely feel the workforce gap right there. You know, DevSecOps is a very quickly expanding field. And, all of private sector is going this direction. And we are, you know, accelerating that adoption of DevSecOps for the DoD. And there just really is a lack of the DevSecOps talent out there. And, so hopefully we can see a lot more of that kind of education and STEM, you know, workforce becoming more prevalent. Personally myself, like I'm an electrical engineer, and I've been doing software development for 15 years, and even I had never really fully appreciated the technical aspect of DevSecOps until I came into this organization, right? And so it's really is a whole different skill set than your standard application developer, so or your software engineer working on actually building the application. This is a whole another career field that needs to be built out over time to enable all that DevSecOps infrastructure to be deployed safely, securely, and repeatedly.
Yeah, I mean, as an electrical engineer, did you know you wanted to get into software development, or how did it work so that you came to be at Platform One?
Yeah, I definitely sought out the ability to be involved in software for the Air Force. I really wanted to, help with the digital modernization aspect of it. So when my last assignment was coming to an end, I was focusing and working with the assignments team to make sure I can come down to an organization like Platform One or Kessel Run. And thankfully that came to fruition. And it's been a great trip, I think, for doing great things to modernize the way that the DoD is delivering software.
All right. And just any closing thoughts on what you're focused on for maybe the remainder of 2024? It's hard to believe we're almost halfway through the year, but what's on your list going forward?
Yeah. So I would love to highlight to everyone that we do have a public facing product roadmap out on our website. So that's p1.dso.mil. And on there, you can check out our product roadmap. And it's been a great way to interface with both our customers and with the industry. More than happy to continue to discuss anything on that roadmap with folks if they reach out and they want to know more. I would say for the remainder of the year, as we wrap up this fiscal year, we want to continue on enhancing the services that we already provide, as well as expanding to other workloads. So, currently our Iron Bank is primarily at Impact Level 2, which is all unclassified, but we are working to get to that Impact Level 5 for that controlled unclassified information side of the house, as well as Impact Level 6 to work on classified workloads and support the operations in those environments. And that's really going to be taking us through the end of this year, and we're working on getting our customer stories developed and figuring out how to integrate with our customers for the FY25 coming up.
All right. Very good. Well, Major Matthew Jordan is Chief of Product at Platform One. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Justin.
And just to recap for our audience, we spoke with Major Jordan about the importance of DevSecOps to the Defense Department and how the Air Force's Platform One helps deliver different DevSecOps capabilities to DoD customers. Major Jordan highlighted some key issues, including continuous delivery and integration, as well as some important cybersecurity considerations. Again, you've been listening to the Data and Application Security series on Federal News Network. To learn more, go to federalnewsnetwork.com and search for Inc.
Thank you for listening to Federal News Network's Data and Application Security series, brought to you by 4 Incorporated.